Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, guys. Tonight's burning questions. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending, but how will we cope?
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Plus, is Nina willing to ride off a cliff with Tom Cruise? And could you be in a long-distance relationship with somebody who was on Mars?
It's only 3 years.
Slide into bed with us and let's get started. Welcome to Nightly Pop, E's number one show right after the Kardashians go off the air. Nina, Hunter, are we devastated? How are we doing with this news?
End of an era. You know, it's end of an era. It's going to be interesting to see how things unfold when nobody can make fun of Kim losing diamond earrings.
Right. Good point. Hunter, you doing okay? I know this is probably really tough for you.
It's been rough. It's been a rough couple of days for me, personally. Yeah. But I'm making it through.
Yeah, I understand. Don't worry about it. We're here for you if you need any counseling on it. Obviously, we have to kick things off with the end of an era, as Nina said. Yesterday, news broke that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end early next year after 20 seasons. So let's take a look back at all the heartwarming moments.
My earring's gone!
Are you
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. My diamond earring. Literally, that's $75,000.
I will literally f*** you up.
You guys, my daughter's sleeping.
Don't ever come at me like that.
You
don't.
Too,
I swear to God, I'll punch you in your face. Don't f***ing use
Billy
your...
Billy and Billy, stop. Okay.
I need Courtney to not be so f***ing annoying with the stick up her ass. She's the least exciting to look at.
I don't want to be
then
near
go.
Your fat ass.
You don't do s***, so be accommodating to the people that actually do s***.
Don't be f***ing rude.
Are you kidding me?
Let me, I'll f***ing hurt you. Don't do that.
Stop. Oh my God.
Thanks for leaving.
Go with your Bentley that no one could afford.
Would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Do we think they're staying off the air? What do we think is happening?
Okay, so here's my theory. I think Keeping Up with the Kardashians is definitely going away, but I don't think the Kardashians are leaving reality TV. I think, you know, Rob has been kind of in and out of the seasons over the last few years. Courtney has expressed that she doesn't really want to do it anymore. We know Kylie is doing her own thing. I think it's going to be a more condensed version with a new name, but I don't think the Kardashians are leaving reality TV.
I mean, honestly, like, one of the most iconic moments for me in, like, watching the Kardashians was when Khloe was going to jail and Kris was like, Kim, can you just stop taking photographs of yourself? Like, your sister's going to jail.
Yeah, that was a good one. I mean, I do think that there are, you know, listen, you know, if they've given us a lot of content, you know, over the years. I think lately, you know, with like the whole fight where Kim said Courtney was the least interesting to look at, like that was pretty jarring to see. So they've given us a lot to talk about.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they just kind of changed the way reality TV was done in a big way, and I don't think it'll be the same moving forward. I heard 2021, the season finale is going to be incredible, that it's going to be...
You heard the season finale is going to be incredible?
It's going to be amazing nonetheless.
I have to say, when I heard this news yesterday, I was like, you know what, it seems like it's the right time. And then as the day went on, I was very affected by it. I was like, what are we going to do without them? I was like, it's one thing. thing. I don't watch live, but it was always there if I needed it. Also coming to an end, Kanye's nonstop texting. He posted this x-ray on Twitter from the hospital saying he had to get a cortisone shot mixed in with a little lidocaine because of too much texting, bro. Thoughts, guys? What do we think? Too much texting? Are you texting too much?
I feel like we all might have to get these shots. I actually have like little indents on my fingers from using my phone. I don't know if you guys have that yet, but like my pinky finger has like an indent because of the way I hold my phone. That's kind of like a permanent thing now, I think. So I do feel like with these phones, we are using them so often that it is doing weird things with our hands.
I have gotten the hand cramps as well. I don't have the indents, but I've gotten the hand cramps, and I know you guys hate hearing it, but just turn off your phone for 12 hours a day. It'll make your life, Nina. Just give it a go. Let me know what you think.
I got a job, dog. I got a job. I can't do that.
Yeah. We have the same job.
I'm sorry. Yesterday, Hunter's like, Nina and I were like, oh, we had to schedule something. We're so slammed. Hunter's like, oh, I can only do it this. I'm like, Hunter, what do we got going on? What do we
got
going on?
I got a bunch of going on.
This is like daily. At E for 2 years has never done Daily Pop once. Meanwhile, the rest of us, insane. Never once. The representation you have, it's unreal. I thought I had some good ones, but Jesus.
They worked.
They did. All right. And Selena Gomez is revealing the one thing she absolutely does not do. She just told Allure, I honestly can't Google myself. I'm strong in a lot of ways, but I think I just have too much of a sensitive heart. Mm. All right, guys, it's a circle of honesty. It's just us three. Do you Google yourselves?
I've Googled myself on occasion, like when something premieres, when Nightly Pop premieres or Sugar Rush or anything that I've done. I'm not at the point where Googling myself really brings up anything besides my own social media. What the real thing to do is, it's when you go to Twitter and you search for your name in quotes. You don't want to search for your @, because if it's your @, they want you to see it. But if they don't tag you in it and they just use your full name, that's when you know you're going to get some honest opinions, and I have decided that that is not healthy and I will never do it again.
Right.
Wow, dark. All right.
Yeah, I went through that where when I would do something, you know, like Hunter, where something big was premiering or whatever, I learned my lesson pretty early in my career that's just not the road you want to go down. Mm-hmm. So I don't do it anymore.
I agree with that. I mean, honestly, I have to say, I have Googled myself more recently because I've had to face some things. I wanted to see what was popping up. but I wanted to see the order of stuff, if things were still just holding strong and but yeah, you know, I think I'm with you guys. I really don't look at a lot of it.
I Google Morgan more than I Google myself, because I feel like that's how you really get to know what's going on in her life, you know.
Oh, she's, my god,
she's gonna keep to herself.
I believe,
but I like,
I truly believe you do that.
All right, Allure's October Best of Beauty issue is on stand September 22nd. Make sure you check it out. And last week, Nina, you were not impressed by David Blaine's balloon stunt. VGTV got the shot of Tom Cruise one-upping him because he just drove himself off a cliff, you guys. Tom's fine, obviously. He had a parachute, and it's for Mission Impossible 7.
Crazy.
Nina, does that impress you? Did that impress you?
Yeah, that's pretty damn impressive.
On what planet?
Guys, this is insane. This is insane.
This was kind of done before. Travis Pastrana, the motocross racer and freestyler, he did kind of a jump into the Grand Canyon, ditched the bike, and hang glided down. But also, that's what Travis Pastrana does for a living. Tom Cruise keeps forgetting that he's an actor.
This is an actor.
This doesn't even do this.
I mean, the fact that he's even taking these stunts on this way, I mean, it's clearly a passion of his. I mean, honestly, Tom Cruise is no joke. Like, who's like, just descending
insane.
From a cliff?
And I know that people are going to say, oh, well, there's cords. It's still really dangerous. And, you know, things go wrong all of the time. So the fact that he did this is, I mean, listen, I'm a huge Mission Impossible fan. And it does make the movie, when you watch it, even much sweeter when you know that he's doing his own stunts. It's incredible.
If you got to co-star with Tom Cruise, but you had to do a stunt like this, that was the condition. Would you do it?
They wouldn't want me to do it, because this I'm telling you right now, I'm pissing all over myself.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
This is like this. I will not come out of this clean. Like it is, it's going to be real, real grimy by the time I get up because this is horrifying.
I would never do it in my life, but you already do that. We have to take a break, but up next, Zendaya's ex busted taking 3 different dates to the same spot. Is this a major romance fail? I think so.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. None of these things are quite like the other, but that isn't stopping us from cramming them into one f***ed up segment, which our producers are so cleverly calling one f***ed up segment. Woo! All right. Okay, first up, Twitter is roasting Jacob Elordi because apparently he took all 3 of his past girlfriends to the same date spot. The horror. The Euphoria star was just spotted taking rumored new girlfriend Kaya Gerber to an NYC farmer's market. The same farmer's market he took Zendaya and his other ex, Joey King, to. Are we okay with this, you guys? Do we like recycled dating spots or like do we feel like he should be branching out?
Ugh. Yikes.
Nina's not a fan.
Nina, that was a good sound effect. You're like, well.
I mean, you know, this is the thing. He is extremely, extremely good looking.
Oof,
and I feel like he is. He's very attractive. If you've seen him in Euphoria, he is a psychopath, but he's hot. But he gets away with it because he can. He wears the same, he even wears the same little, like, he has a little prop. He has, like, a camera that he puts around his neck. He has, like, a whole little system that he does with these girls. So, it's you know, it's just, like, get a little creative. You don't have to take everybody to the same place.
Yeah, maybe he just likes the kale there or something. He seems like a big kale, fresh produce eater. Maybe he could take Hunter there. I feel like you guys would have a nice date there.
I wouldn't mind if he had taken other women there. I'd be very okay with it. I love a good farmer's market. I do think that this is like something where you hear about this, right? Like people who are really good looking are sometimes bad in bed. Like guys who are well endowed are supposedly bad in bed, blah, blah, blah. It's like the more you have in one quality, the less you have in another. And maybe he's got all this good looking genes.
I don't know about that last one, Hunter. I don't know.
I don't either. But why are you Googling that? What's going on?
Well,
who gave you those facts?
I know who started the well endowed rumor. It was people who weren't.
I'm just saying what I heard. We all know. Okay, whatever.
Speaking of relationships, if you want to find love, get off Tinder, Hunter. That's how Michelle Obama feels. She explained why on her podcast with Conan O'Brien, and she shared this advice.
I'm going to get off the apps, and I'm going to actually ask this girl out, and I'm going to take her out for a few months. I'm going to invest in this other person.
Right.
And then I'm going to see where that goes. And if it doesn't go anywhere, then okay, we'll break up. Because that's what dating is. You can't Tinder your way into a long-term relationship.
Okay, I want to say, does her podcast have background music the entire time? Because that was the most relaxing thing I've ever listened to in my entire life. That was incredible. Like, it made me really appreciate something that I kind of disagree with. Not that I think Tinder is great, but I do think that we just live in a society where dating apps are going to be so normalized. Humans are going to stay in their home more.
I feel like it's normal now.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's such a big stigma surrounding them.
If there wasn't a big stigma around it, why would she say you can't Tinder your way into a long-term relationship?
Yeah, and you know what, I will say, I don't disagree with Michelle Obama about a lot of things, but in this instance, I do, because I do actually know quite a few people that have met on Tinder and have gotten married and have been together for a long time. So I don't think that that's necessarily true, but she probably means it in the fact, like, you can't just, like, keep hooking up with different people from dating apps and expecting it to turn into a relationship.
I kind of agree with her advice pre-pandemic, but I feel like right now so many people are using apps to connect because they, you know, they're not out at a bar like they normally would be on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
I tried the dating apps and it did not lead to long distance relationships, but it was fun.
You're kidding.
It has its purpose. It has. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to. Okay. Yeah. I won't open up anymore. That was it.
In terms of me. DMs. Now it's just the DMs.
Oh,
you don't need a dating app when you got a DM. Yeah.
If you got a pool and you could take some photos by that pool, who needs a dating app? You'll be filled with perspective.
Those photos are so out of hand. That last series was like nuts. Like just
that last series was a lot. I was holding on to that for a while.
Did I like that photo? I have to see anyway. All right.
I hope you both did. I hope Nina saved it and sent it to some friends and said he's single. Okay, let's look at Nina's reaction.
All
She's
right.
opening up her DM.
And I just liked it. There you go.
All right, yeah. And don't mess with this pissed off wife. A cheated on mom put up posters of her husband all around the new city he's living in with a photo of his old family.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, writing, abandon his wife and kids in New York to come to RTC and screw MILFs and for a crappy government job. Some neighbors you have. He's still married and living with another woman.
Uh-oh.
So she's not taking it well.
No, this is a level of kind of revenge that I would be very upset to be at the receiving end of. But I also think people got upset with her because they're like, why did you post the kids' faces and everything? Don't you think it's a little scarring? And so there's points on both sides. It's just like revenge is something, it is best served cold with a little bit of thought. Let it cool down and then do something a little bit more methodical.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, that's okay. That sounds toxic.
Yep. Yep.
I am actually not a believer in revenge, you guys, but I also don't have children. So I don't know how it feels to take vows with someone, have a whole family and have them leave you. I feel like that not everybody can handle that. Like she's probably looking at her kids every day, cleaning up. Now she's a single mom. And so she's clearly very angry. So it's hard. It's like, you know, I wouldn't do it, but I understand.
Yikes, leaving you when you have children. I'm gonna knock on all the things now.
Yeah,
she wrote,
I mean, you never know. This is the
literally
thing. You do something like that, you don't know how people gonna react.
No, and she wrote at the bottom, police, please cite him for adultery, calls for misdemeanor according to Virginia code. And then she actually put the code number. I think if you get to the point where you're putting up flyers, you're at the lowest level you've ever been.
Yeah.
Think about it. It only happens when your spouse leaves you for another family or you lose your pet. Two of the lowest points in a human's life. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
There's
no,
lot.
I think those
there's
are good. That, yeah.
That doesn't start.
Yeah. Okay, we have to take another break. But up next, if a computer could predict your soulmate, would you want to know? Welcome back. Some new fall shows are coming out to help us get through being stuck at home. But are we flipping the channel or falling for them? It's time for Get Excited, Guys. Blip or Fall.
Love that.
I thought it was extremely clever. Anyway, first up, Hilary Swank stars in the new Netflix series Away, where she plays an astronaut going to Mars. But small problem, she's leaving her family behind.
The only thing I've ever known for sure in my life is that I wanted to be on the first mission to Mars.
It's only 3 years.
Okay, I guess I won't miss you.
I miss 20 million miles from the people she loves. She needs to know that her family's taken care of.
I got it covered.
Do you?
They need me more than anyone, and I'm not there.
Mom, I love you. Why did you have to do this?
We will return home.
Okay. Would you guys be pissed if your spouse went to Mars for 3 years? Would that be a deal breaker?
It depends on what point of the relationship we're in. If we're in the beginning of the relationship, huge bummer. But if we're 15, 20 years in, we've got a kid, I think I'd be okay with a 3-year break, you know? A little bit of staycation.
Yep. I can see that.
Well, staycation, but now you're a single parent, so you
know, I love
you
kids.
Know, it's gonna be interesting. But yeah, you know, if it's a 3-year break and they're doing something like, you know, this, absolutely, they work for NASA. Now, you work for Target and you go somewhere, that's a different problem.
Yes, if my spouse left me for 3 years to go to Mars, I don't know if that's a choice they'd want to make. But whatever. I'm definitely falling for this show, though. I'm not flipping on this one. And Kim Cattrall may have hung up her Sex and the City heels, but now she's back on TV. She plays a wealthy minister's wife on the show. Okay, love it. Filthy Rich.
None of this would have been possible without you, Gene.
This is the most watched ministry on the face of the earth.
The nation mourns the loss of the man admired for both his faith and principles.
Your father.
Not a faithful man.
He had 3 children outside this marriage.
Each of you will receive $1 million.
You're valued at $2.2 billion. What about the 1% Eugene's will promised all of us?
You get that 1% when Margaret is...
Dead. Don't tempt me.
Ooh. I'm definitely going to watch the show, number one. This is another one I'm falling for.
Yeah.
But she was cheated on, you know? The guy cheated on her on a private plane. Should she give any of her kids the inheritance?
I will fall for anything that she does. Whether the inheritance goes to people, that's going to be the fun part to watch. So I'm mm-hmm. here for all of this.
Don't you think it's weird that her name has almost all of the letters of your name? She was wearing the exact outfit that you're wearing at the top of the clip. Don't you think that this is maybe your story, but without the morals?
Oh, what? Hold on. The laughter is coming in. All right. God, I hate his f***ing guts. Last one. AMC's new show Soulmates is set 15 years in the future, where scientists have developed a test that can tell you exactly who your soulmate is.
You're taking the test? I thought you guys were happy. I look around and I see people living their best lives.
We're going to start the machine now.
Are you ready to meet your soulmate?
If you want to stop at any time, just raise your right hand.
Would you guys want to know who your soulmate is?
No, I would not want to know. I just want to find out organically.
I think I would take the test. But could you imagine if your soulmate is like real yucky, you know? That would be a bummer.
I definitely would want to know, obviously. I just
even
feel
if
like,
you were
yeah.
engaged to Jordan?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, if I was single in the world and I had the opportunity to know if I was going to have a soulmate, because what if mine came up inconclusive or blank? That could happen to me.
This looks really good, but there's only 6 episodes. I don't want to invest in something I know that's going to end that quickly.
I'm going to fall hard because it's by the same people who did Black Mirror, which of course is reminiscent of that episode in Black Mirror where they kind of paired you with your soulmate in that unique way. Over everything else we've talked with, I will watch this show. I'm going to fall for it hard. Yeah, ironically, I'm falling for my soulmate.
Wow. All right. That is all we have for tonight, but we will see you guys tomorrow at 11:30 as always. And do not forget to season pass Nightly Pop and Daily Pop so you never miss
both
an episode. Both of them. Bye.